Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Are you, as you listen, chomping into a baked good? Well, I bet it's from Shellco, and you should pitch it. Today, we have a counter to bad baked goods.
We do. A commercial from Mutzi's Bakery, which is an ultra-exclusive bakery that fortunately you've never heard of.
And remember, devise the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. Mail in that implicit question, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize. Listener, we here at Men in Charge would like to pay tribute to our long-term sponsor, Mutzi's Bakery. Here's Mutzi to perform a self-hagiography.
Actually, this is Kenneth. Kenneth M. I'd like to say that when I heard that there was a 4-star artisan bakery in my corner of Lower Heights, I started to ask questions among the people who really know. You know, bartenders and streetwalkers. Mutzi's Bakery, they told me. But as soon as they had said it, each and every God-blessed one of them looked over their shoulder nervously.
Finally, it is I, Mutzi. Listener, doesn't your mouth water when you think about chewy ciabatta bread, blueberry muffins with huge muffin tops, melt-in-your-mouth macaroons, and crisp baguettes?
That sounds amazing!
It does, doesn't it, Kenneth? That was your name, right? What if I told you that Mutzi's Bakery was just behind this nondescript reinforced door?
Oh, that smells like heaven.
It is heaven, Kenneth, but only for me, Mutzi. We bake the best, and we bake it just for me.
But that doesn't seem fair.
Fair? Why not? Do you see me telling you who you can and can't bake a gay wedding cake for? Of course not. Mutzi's Bakery uses Primo's Central Milling flour, honey from America's top bees, and frostings and fillings mixed by the world's most clandestine chefs.
Okay, I've had enough of your self-serving arrogance. Step aside, I'm going in.
Guards!
Ah! I'm letting go of the door. Ow! Don't prod me there!
Listener, Mutzi's Bakery has won Cooking's James Cool Papa Bell Award 8 years running. I'd love to show you the trophies, but they're inside the bakery, and nobody goes in there but me. So, what's the point of a commercial like this, I hear you say? I found that it's not enough to spread your story of how Mutzi's Bakery came to be the finest purveyor of baked goods in the upper Midwest. I also have to rub your face in it. People say, Mutzi, you're crazy. You could make a cool few million bucks if you just made your brownies and petit four available to the general public. But you know, listener, money isn't everything. But keeping pleasures not available to the rest of you in my own flowery hands is everything.
I got away from Mutzi's guard.
Nice job, boys. Using the taser on bakery filters leads to fewer questions in the long run. Let's wipe his mind, smear his mouth with red velvet frosting, and leave him outside the bus station.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mutzi's Bakery. It's the only bakery with its own heavy gun emplacement on the roof and barbed wire around the cannolis. Seriously, do not look for it.
So, Kevin, anybody have anything valuable prize-worthy?
Romy Ulterior Motive of Baja, California wrote in to ask, do the contradictions of modern finance capitalism indicate that Marx's fourth thesis in the second book of Das Kapital was correct, or is the result indeterminate?
That's really
close, right?
Close.
Yes.
Really close, but
still wrong.
Totally wrong.
Totally wrong. We do want to thank our cast, though. Tony Flynn, Nancy Roth, Steve Lloyd, and Kevin Decker. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker. And special thanks to the top-rated local DJ for your next wake, Brian Lindsay.